On the Palouse, there's a woman who has been rehabilitating wild and domestic animals for decades after tragedy in her own family. NWPB's Phineas Pope reports as part of a continuing series highlighting nonprofits in the Northwest.
I'll just show you where. So this is a clinic, and this is what we do, is where we take care of all the animals. It's right in here.
Okay. I'm walking through a large red barn just north of Moscow, Idaho. It's dark inside. A few steps further and through the door is a clinic full of windows and flooded with sunshine. There are open-top wooden crates that hold some of the rescue's animals.
And I have not too many right now, but come in.
For almost 20 years, Ryan Law has run Palouse Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation, caring for a lot of different animals.
Had a lot of successes, but had a lot of failures because the learning curve is great.
This was not her original career path. She's been an EMT and a school teacher. About 20 years ago, Law's daughter was killed in an accident. That's why she started rehabilitating animals.
People start something sometimes because they need a place to heal. And they need to find a way to make life significant to them again. And that's what this has done. I mean, people tell me all the time, oh, you heal all the animals, you take care of all the animals. But the truth is, they healed me.
Law transferred her EMT skills and got registered with the state of Idaho so she could take care of animals. She also works closely with Washington State University's School of Veterinary Medicine. The job has been rewarding. She recalls nursing a baby porcupine back to health.
There's that bittersweet moment of, well, you're mine and I've loved you all this time, but now here's a chance for you to go free. And those feelings are incredibly rewarding, to see an animal that is wild, wants to be wild, to go back to where it is meant to be. Yeah.
That porcupine's mother had been shot, and it needed help. But Law says the job can put her in a tough position. Sometimes people bring in animals that don't need to be rescued. Deer and rabbits will leave their young alone for hours, making it seem like they've been abandoned.
But people pick them up, they take them, they bring them to a rehab center, and then you have an animal that's really compromised because it's not with a mother.
All animals that show up at Palouse Wildlife get the same treatment. She weighs them, checks for dehydration, sees if blood is moving through their body, and one other thing.
A baby animal needs to be warmed and provided a place that's safe and quiet so it can relax. Otherwise, it's going to mask all these other kind of issues that aren't actually there.
Law finishes showing me around the clinic and brings me outside to a large enclosure. There's Q-Tip the porcupine, who shares space with a raven whose name is, well, Law says she's a fan of NPR and my name, so she named the raven Phineas Pope. Full disclosure here, I found that out after I set up this interview, and then I found out the raven named after me has some bad habits.
Phineas. Oh, you are Phineas. So Phineas steals Q-Tip's food all the time. Phineas will go in that box, pull the box out, and take all the food, pull the bowl out, take all the food out, and throw it all over the place, and then you can hear Q-Tip go,
We walk further down the property and meet an animal you might not expect to see at a wild animal rescue. Haku the pig was brought to Law in a bucket from a neighbor a few years ago. He wasn't breathing right. Law told her neighbor, if I save him, you're not getting him back. Now, she says,
everybody comes out here. I have the coolest animals in the summertime, you know, but who do they love? The pig. They love the pig. Yes, I see.
It's easy to see why. I'm Phineas Pope in Moscow.